It's time for James's Idiom of the Week.
So, a new movie opened this week in North America, A Star is Born, starring Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper. Listen to my review of the film. There's some good vocabulary there to learn. So, I thought we would look at idioms that use the word star in it. Of course, you know movie star. Who is your favorite movie star? I grew up with Harrison Ford. He was my favorite movie star. Or starring or stars in. So Harrison Ford stars in, that's the verb. Harrison Ford stars in the Indiana Jones and Star Wars movies. These are two common uses of star, but there are more. All right, let's take a look at some of the star idioms. Number one, it's written in the stars. It's written in the stars. Yeah. And that means it is fate. It is destiny. I believe that it was written in the stars for you to come to Canada and meet me. All right. That's a nice one. Yeah. Number two, stars in your eyes. You have stars in your eyes. All right. So that one means to be very, very dazzled or amazed by celebrities or being too optimistic about something, you know, or being not realistic. All right. For example, when I saw Lady Gaga in Toronto, I had stars in my eyes because I thought she would talk to me. But, you know, she didn't, of course. Of course not. She didn't talk to anybody, actually. Next one. Aim for the stars, or reach for the stars, or shoot for the stars. These are all the same. Aim for the stars, reach for the stars, shoot for the stars. And that means to set your goal at a very high level, all right? At a very high, high-level goal. So shoot for the stars on your IELTS exam. Get that 8.0 band score. Aim for the stars, baby! Yeah. All right, next one, number four. Star-crossed lovers. Star-crossed lovers. All right, that means two people who are in love, but they are forced apart by people or situations, perhaps, that are out of their control. Yeah. The most famous, Romeo and Juliet, were star-crossed lovers. Why? Because they were from two different families that hated each other. And they were forced apart. Even though they loved each other, they were forced apart. They were star-crossed lovers. So maybe there's somebody out there in a relationship with a star-crossed lover. You can't see them or be with them for other reasons. Maybe you're traveling or you're forced apart because of work. Something like that. Yeah. Another one. Thank your lucky star. Thank your lucky stars. Pardon me, there should be an S there. Thank your lucky stars. So that means to express your appreciation for something that benefited you or a situation that benefited you, all right? So you want to thank destiny for helping you. So, for example, you should thank your lucky stars that you were not in that car accident. Whew. You could have been in the car accident. You could have been injured. But thank your lucky stars that nothing happened. All right? So, it is written in the stars that you will listen to the James Rice Show podcast. Because you should always shoot for the stars when studying English. And thank your lucky stars that you have the opportunity to study abroad. And that is the idiom of the week.
Don't forget to follow James on Instagram @ConnectWithJames for fun photos and updates on future episodes.